Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 2016 BFI London Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Gareth Tunley, who is presenting the film The Ghoul here at the festival. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, good to be here.
So, first question, would you be able to tell our listeners a little bit about the story of the film, first of all?
Yeah, well, the film is The Ghoul, and it's a psychological thriller or psychological drama, and it follows the story of a police detective played by Tom Meaton who goes undercover as a psychotherapy patient to investigate a very strange, possibly occult double murder. And then so he goes undercover as a therapy patient, and as his therapy sessions continue, his whole reality and even his identity begins to unravel, shall we say.
The obligatory kind of follow-up question, I guess, would be, where did the inspiration for this story come from?
Well, the story had been knocking around in my head for a while, and I wanted to do a film, amongst other things, about mental health and about depression. The film's about all sorts of things, but depression's one of the themes. But the trouble with doing a film about depression is it might be really depressing, and you don't really want that. So nobody wants to watch a film of a guy just sat in a room looking at his shoes, apparently. So I'm told nobody wants to see that. So we kind of realised that we could wrap up some of those themes in a more exciting narrative, more exciting story, with some of the tropes of some of the conventions of thrillers. But we were also, or when I was writing the script, I was also drawing on things you wouldn't necessarily associate with this kind of film. So I keep mentioning the author Philip K. Dick to people who people might know from Blade Runner, but I was a big fan of his when I was younger than I am now, and some of his kind of narrative shifts and twists, I thought it would be interesting to take those out of science fiction and take them into a more naturalistic place. So the film's quite kind of real and real looking and quite gritty and quite, we call it suburban noir, because it's sort of, you know, it's like a film noir but without the kind of, it's not as stylized in the same way. But as you'll see if you see the film, it goes to some fairly wild, even psychedelic places in the end.
Well, I see the structure of the film and the story of the film is something that I wanted to ask you about. How did you kind of do that? Is it something that you had already written down on paper, or something that came out in post-production once the film was shot?
So yeah, the story has a strange structure. We knew the basic structure of the film when we were shooting, because it's a low budget film, so we had to kind of be very meticulous in planning everything. But having said that, there were all sorts of things that came out in the edit, like you say, which we didn't know about. So there's like a quite an extended dream sequence halfway through, which is quite important, which wasn't in the script. And there's actually I don't want to give too much away, but there's a car sequence, and I don't want to give too much away, but there is a car crash in the film that we actually wrote out in pre-production when we were planning the film. We took it out for budgetary reasons, and then one way or another, almost magically, it started to kind of creep its way back in post-production. People will know what I mean when they see the film. But it's strange with a film where it's almost as though the film wants to be a certain way, and in order to get it made, you sort of have to compromise and take stuff out. But if the film wants to be a certain way, it'll kind of find a way of manoeuvring its way back to being what it wants to be. It's a very strange thing, very hard to explain. But we've definitely found that with the film in all sorts of ways. I think once you commit to something, if you start pushing it, as we did with this film, then all kinds of things in the end get out of your way, you know.
Right, so the key to a great outcome is actually having a strong vision of the origin of the project.
I think it's that, but it's also, we had a small but amazing team, myself, Tom Meaton, Jack Gutman, the producer, and people like the DOP, Ben Pritchard, who have just been incredibly, and a load of others, too many to mention, but who've just been incredibly committed to it from the start. Everybody understood it needed to be planned, you know, to within an inch of its life. And there's been a lot of time since we finished shooting, almost a year and a half of post-production, just piecing it together and solving problems. So it's just, you know, it's like pushing a rock up a hill. You get there in the end.
Right. Well, I've been told that this interview must come to an end, but thanks very much for joining us and talking to us about The Ghoul.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.